as a German with South African citizenship living in London, and therefore having a vote through the Commonwealth, I'm delighted to be a member of the Commonwealth.
Why?
Why? Well, because it allows me to have rights here that I wouldn't have anywhere else. And that, in a sense, is the answer to the Commonwealth. It is a voluntary organization of 53 independent nations. They decide to stay together. They have a common heritage through Britain. And although not all of them do, that's this interesting thing. The Commonwealth has actually been growing in recent years. So someone like Mozambique, which had no relationship to the Commonwealth because the other Southern African nations were part of it, they said, "Can we come?" They said, "Yeah, why not?" So it is a voluntary organization. It's committed to democracy. Some of its democracies are, shall we say, a little bit interesting. And some countries go out. Somewhere like Zimbabwe is not in at the moment, but I'm sure they'll be back.
So you're saying it gives you a voice that maybe other forums wouldn't?
Exactly, because it pays attention to the small countries, and the small nations and the island nations of this world actually take it pretty seriously. Also, Britain, partly because of its heritage, obviously, in the empire, and having its role on the Security Council, actually uses some of its credentials and its weight to bat for some of the smaller nations. And they can say, "Listen, you are part of the Commonwealth, therefore we give you this voice." And that is quite important for them.
So given this role that the Commonwealth seems to play for the smaller countries, what is it that always prompts people to ask, "Well, I don't see the point of the Commonwealth at all?"
Well, it's asked a lot in Britain. It's not asked that much in the rest of the Commonwealth. And I mean, let me give you one example. If you were a farmer in, shall we say, Uganda, you might be getting assistance from an Indian vet who came over on the Commonwealth. And those kind of exchanges, scientific exchanges, and veterinary exchanges, and all those kind of relationships are important to people. And that's why they like it. It's the way it is. I'm afraid it is a bit like, Sir Edmund Hillary's answers to why you climbed Everest. Well, it was because it's there.
You can't really put a value on respecting other cultures, can you? And that seems to be what the Commonwealth does.
And that it does quite strongly. The other thing it played a huge role in was in getting rid of apartheid. The Commonwealth and the Organization for African Unity, as it then was, both of them worked extremely hard on it. But now let me ask you a question. Which
You always
country?
do this, Martin.
Oh, yes.
I don't know the answer ever. I actually warned Victoria before we started. So he'll come in and ask us a question. We won't know what to do.
Well, yes. There are 71 participants in the Commonwealth, but they're only 53 nations. So some of them are territories. Now, some of them are, of course, you've divided up things like Scotland, Ireland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. So each of them are participating separately. But which country is Niue in?
Newly in.
Niue.
Oh, dear.
I don't know, but I have got the internet. I don't know. Is
Go
this
on,
a
Emma.
Burning question? Okay, I'm going to look it up. How do I spell it?
Niue. I'll save you the internet. It's part of New Zealand, but they're participating separately. There are only 1,400 people in Niue. I hope I pronounced their name correctly. But they're participating. Now, they have a chance to participate up against 1.3 billion people in India. It gives them a chance to show what they can do. It's a great opportunity. Why not?
This is all the thing. We're talking about great opportunities here, but you always think that you wonder why things like CHOGM, that meeting never quite gets to make great progress. And someone a few years ago...
The Commonwealth heads of government.
Yeah, and people were suggesting as well that the Commonwealth could offer itself as an alternative to Europe in the future, and people just tend to laugh it off. Is this an organisation of tremendously unfulfilled potential?
No, I think it's an organisation which sometimes does some things occasionally. And that's about the best you can say
about
it.
But you could say that's about Christmas dinners, and we don't need to see, and people question their relevance. I mean,
they put a few inches on my waist.
The monarchy, of course, is still central to it. The Queen is head of it. Do you think it's as Anglo-centric as it once used to be, or as...
No, not really. I mean, the people who take it terribly... I mean, for example, if you look at the way the Sri Lankans were really worried about hosting the Commonwealth last time around, and it did push things in a democratic direction. There was a lot more emphasis on human rights in Sri Lanka in the run-up to CHOGM and the Commonwealth because they were worried about the global spotlight that would be on the country. So occasionally it does some good. I don't see a problem with that. And after all, these are a voluntary association. Nobody has to be a member. If governments and nations choose to be members, fine.
And some people are jealous. They want to join.
Exactly. And some more. And, you know, there's a great opportunity here because St Helena is participating in these games. But Tristan da Cunha, I hate to tell you, is not, nor the Ascension Islands. So there's room for growth.